Luxembourg's winemakers are celebrating an exceptionally promising 2025 vintage in both quality and quantity, even as they navigate the persistent industry-wide challenge of declining wine consumption. Deputy Prime Minister Xavier Bettel has called for broad consensus to protect abortion access during a wide-ranging interview on RTL Radio. Bettel emphasized that the primary objective is to prevent a future government from repealing the current law by a simple qualified majority in Parliament. Luxembourg has launched a new initiative, the AWARE Project, to foster greater inclusion for disabled people, starting with a major awareness campaign in the hospitality sector and a rollout of silent hours in bars and restaurants this December. In international news, President Donald Trump, who recently accused Xi Jinping of working to conspire against the United States, hopes to finalize the fate of TikTok and make progress on trade talks in a phone call with the Chinese leader today. Finally, more than 140 world leaders will descend on New York next week for the annual United Nations General Assembly Summit, which will be dominated this year by the future of the Palestinians and Gaza. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out today.lu. The weather this afternoon will be clear, sunny, and warm, with expected high temperatures of between 24 and 26 degrees.